For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. As always, it's an honor and privilege to be here with you today. I hope everybody is doing well. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. My co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so remember to tune in. Also, folks, if you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can always go to the Village Green homepage, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on it, it'll take you to our archive show section where you can download any previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Looking forward to the show today. We're actually covering a really important topic, and believe it or not, in the last 5 or 6 years that we've been doing the show, we've never really covered this topic in detail, and I think it's incredibly important. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, we're always talking about health and the influences of what we're doing and how it affects health. We talk about nutrition, we talk about diet, we talk about supplements, we talk about pharmaceuticals, we've talked about stress management, we've talked about so many different things specific to the body and how it affects health, but what we very rarely ever discuss is what's going on in our environment. And I'm not just talking about, the general term of a healthy environment. I'm talking about exactly what is in your house, exactly what is in your office. I think we greatly underestimate the influence that these things can play in our overall health. And today we're going to be getting in a detailed discussion with an expert in the field who helps people to identify what things they might be dealing with in their environment and how that might be impacting their health. There are so many stories I can share with you about patients that have had problems with their health, and when we trace it back, we relate it to this idea of there being something in their environment. It could be something in their home that is potentially toxic, whether it be mold or other toxins. People who we know the stories of the people who got all of the mobile homes after Katrina. There were all these FEMA homes that were donated to people. And what they didn't realize is that when these mobile homes are made, all the plasticizers and chemicals and the carpeting and glues and everything that holds a mobile home together were making people so sick, because these toxins were outgassing at incredibly high levels in these very small spaces, and they were brand new, and people were having significant health issues. These are the kind of things that can happen when you're exposed to toxins in your environment. We definitely know and have a lot of awareness about sick building syndrome, or these old, old buildings that have contaminated air chambers. They have chemicals. They maybe have asbestos. They have mold overgrowth. They have these issues. And we know that people who operate in certain areas of the building or in the building suffer significant health problems as a result. In addition, we have many other influences that can contribute to people being sick in their environment. And today we're going to go through basically a lot of the different scenarios that can take place, how to evaluate them, and how to remediate them to some degree to help you live in a healthier environment. And these issues create a huge impact on health and wellness. So I'm going to talk about my guest here, give her a brief introduction. Caroline Blazowski is a national health home expert with 13 years experience. She's a certified mold remediator, an indoor air quality specialist, a certified indoor environmentalist with a sustainable design educational background from Boston Architectural College, and a member of the American IAQ Council and IAQA, as well as serving on the national IAQA, which I'm assuming is Indoor Air Quality Green Committee. Caroline resides as president of My Healthy Home. She's available for consultations. Consult on testing for contaminants in the home, reducing use of allergens and chemicals, improving indoor air quality, mold, and using more environmentally friendly building materials and products. You can learn more about her services and company by going to www.myhealthyhome.info. Caroline, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero.
So, general overview. I mean, when we were doing our pre-interview last night, I thought you brought up such a great point about why these issues of environment are so overlooked in the concept or the context of medicine today. I'd love for you to kind of share that observation with the audience, because I think it's a really important one.
I think there's a couple things, too. Like, we want to look at certain reports that have been coming out. I always like to present some scientific data and talk about, you know, what's going on. And we know that the CDC has basically said that asthma rates have been on the rise for years. And, you know, the CDC reports that 24.6 million Americans suffer with asthma. The American Academy of Allergy and Asthma and Immunology say that more than 50 million Americans suffer with it. Allergic disease is the fifth leading chronic disease in the U.S. among all ages. So we're looking at these numbers. And on top of it, we're talking about something that's costing $53 billion a year to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a major issue that we're all recognizing exists, but yet, you know, where is this coming from? And my philosophy is that it's coming from our environments, what we're surrounding ourselves with. And I think that there are a lot of things that we need to be doing to get people understanding that your environment is really going to play a large part in how you feel. I think it's important, like we discussed, what you put into your body is one of the most important things, but your environment is as important as well. And if those two things are working optimally, you're going to be in good health. So I think this is the greatest thing that we're coming together and combining our two forces, because to me, that's what medicine's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had a great observation. I mean, back in the day, right, doctors used to go to people's homes a lot. You know, people, doctors had a much better sense of the environment in which people live. And I see this all the time in cases that I work with play out, where we may be trying to get somebody well. We're doing all of the things that seem logical from a traditional medicine standpoint, from a holistic medicine standpoint. We're trying to approach it from every angle. And as the case starts to unfold over probably months or, you know, sometimes even years, we all of a sudden then realize through some sort of intake or a casual conversation that we're having, that there's something going on in the home that could very potentially be leading to a problem. Like, we finally understand, or it comes to light, that a lot of their symptoms started after their basement flooded, or after there was some type of leak or damage in the home. And we realize that, oh my goodness, there's mold. If I was a family doctor and was visiting their house, I might be able to smell the mold contamination. I might be able to see signs of it. And I would have immediately gotten to that diagnosis or that factor relating to their disease much quicker. The animal dander, do people have animals? How many animals? How clean is the home? How well is it picked up? Do they have carpeting? Do they have heart? All of these things can impact how your immune system works and how your body has the ability to heal and regain health when it's in trouble. And that was a really great observation that you made yesterday.
You bring up a really good point, is that, too, when someone's living in an environment, we often think that they're going to be able to articulate these things to us. But a lot of the time when I'm looking at patients, they don't necessarily know that they have high dander counts, or they don't know that they're living in an unclean way, or maybe they have too much clutter. It's not something that they're recognizing is a problem or could be contributing to their health. Clutter is a big issue. A lot of people like to collect all kinds of things, and they like to store things. And unfortunately, if you're storing things in a basement or you're storing things in a house, you're not able to clean properly. So what happens? Dust mites get higher, dander gets higher, mold develops. And they're living in this environment, and they're not aware that it's really something that can impact their health. So when they come to see you, they're not going to say, okay, well, I'm living in this, you know, dirty environment. One, they may be embarrassed, or two, they just don't recognize it. A lot of homes look perfectly clean, and when we take an air sample, we see that they're loaded with dander. They're loaded with things that are impeding your breathing, and the customer or the, you know, patient doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to bring it up to you. And what's interesting is a lot of homes, when we, you know, go into a home on a visual inspection, we don't see these things. We talked about this yesterday, that they're invisible. They're microbiological components that are not seen just visually in the air. They're small, and you need a microscope to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're breathing all of this stuff in, and unfortunately it's not, you know, you're not aware of it. And then you get sick and your immune system gets compromised.
Yeah.
So,
and I think something that people don't realize as well, I mean, I had a patient, and you can see if you can back me up on these statistics, Caroline, because this is really your field, but I'll never forget what she said to me. She worked for, I believe it was the CDC, and was studying air quality. And basically what she shared with me is that, you know, at least in America, typically the air pollution inside a home is far worse than the air pollution outside of a home, even if you're in a relatively highly polluted city in the United States, like, you know, Los Angeles or another city with high air pollution. And it has to do with all of the things we bring in our home and the chemicals that they off-gas, the dander, the dust, and the fact that homes these days are built in a way where things are sealed up so tight. The windows are tight. The doors are tight. We do it all in the name of energy efficiency. And it's great because there's better insulation and less drafts, but it keeps that air bottled in, and all of those contaminants have nowhere to go. And I think it's pretty eye-opening for people. It was very eye-opening to me, you know, when she discussed the fact that air pollution indoor, even in a relatively clean home, but the average home, is usually a lot worse than air pollution outdoors.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you have to keep in mind is when you make additions to the house, like say you're doing a renovation, and a lot of people will have a wood house. I always say, if I wrap you up in wood, can you breathe? If I wrapped you up in plastic, can you breathe? And their answer is always no, I would suffocate. So what you have to understand is when you seal a house up with vinyl siding, so say you, all along you've had wood, had a wood house, and you decide, okay, my husband and I, we're going to make changes to the house, and we're going to put on some vinyl siding. What you don't realize is that seals that building envelope, and then your radon levels, volatile organic levels, all become elevated because you put this extra closure, you know, as you talked about, the energy efficiency, another layer on your building envelope, and then someone who never had a radon problem 5 years ago suddenly has a radon problem, and they wouldn't know it because they said, oh, I tested my house 5 years ago, but they made these changes to their building environment and their home, unaware of what they were doing to their indoor air quality.
Sure. So, I mean, when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about, you know, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this, Caroline. Let's discuss, you know, what are the most common indoor air pollutants? How do we assess for them? You know, how do we deal with them? Let's really kind of try and help people get a, you know, look around their home and do a little bit of an inventory, and then talk about what resources are available, you know, to help people really objectively evaluate the health of their indoor environment. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products. 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, everybody, the Village Green is starting their year-end sale running now through December 31st. Huge discounts on all products in the store. This is a great time to go in and stock up and get great deep discounts. Don't miss the year-end sale over at the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we certainly appreciate you all tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Next week, my co-host Dana Lake will be returning for another great show. Today we're talking about air quality, and we're really talking about environment. What is the environment in which you are existing? And as I was stressed at the beginning of the show, this is something that is so frequently ignored, even by good healthcare practitioners, even myself at times, when we're trying to assess what factors are contributing to somebody not being well. And assessing and understanding, what's going on in your environment, particularly in the place where you spend the most amount of time, which is going to be your home and secondarily your office, those places, what is going on around you? And now we're going to be talking. My special guest is an expert in this field. Carolyn Blazovsky runs a company that basically helps people to assess, understand, and remediate issues in their environment that may be contributing to their health challenges. And she works with people directly. She works with many physicians. She works with patients as an advocate and somebody to help people improve the health of their life. And it's interesting too, Carolyn, we talked about yesterday, and today in this segment, we're going to outline a lot of the main sources of these pollutants, how we assess for them, where they come from, and a couple really important facts. But really one interesting thing that you mentioned to me yesterday in our pre-interview was some data that had come out regarding using air filters and how it improves cardiovascular health. So this is something that somebody might not even be feeling sick, but there's evidence mounting that cleaning up your air has vast impacts on your health in many different ways, particularly the cardiovascular system.
That's right. So the American Thoracic Society did a study, and this is not the only study done. This one was done in British Columbia, but there were also studies done in Sweden. And they basically used HEPA filters to reduce airborne particulate matter. And what they found was that it was resulting in improved blood vessel health and reduction in blood markers that are associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So I think this is huge. And the fact that we can easily implement HEPA filters into our everyday life, whether we use them in the vacuum, I always recommend everybody pick up a HEPA vacuum if you're going to be vacuuming quite frequently. You really need to have one, a vacuum that does have a HEPA filter, also has a secure bag system where it's actually closed loop, so you can't, the dust doesn't go back out into the vacuum and into the room. So you want to make sure that you purchase a vacuum that has these capabilities. And yes, they're more expensive, more pricey, but they're definitely worth it when you're talking about your health. So you can use a HEPA filter in the vacuum, you can use one in your furnace, or you can obviously pick up an air purifier. But just to start implementing that can help tremendously. And I think it's overlooked, and any increase improvement that we can make, especially pertaining to cardiovascular. And this was patients that were over the age of 65 saw the most improvement. So if it means that a patient's getting older and their immune system is going to start to become compromised due to age, this is a simple way to help out, and it could help improve, with anti-aging, and then also with longevity.
Okay, so Carolyn, let's talk about let's break some of these down. What are the main, contaminants or main issues in a person's, let's just say, home or office environment that are going to be most correlated with contributing to different health issues? And I know we can't always tie these things directly, but if you could use just some broad sweeping terms to help us identify the main things that you're testing for or evaluating for that you see as the biggest problems for people, and then maybe we can talk about where they come from.
Okay. So what we want to understand, too, and the longer I do this, what we realize is that homes have so many potential problems that can be overlooked. And it's not intentional, but when we have all these intricate gadgets involved in the building of a home and then the mechanical devices, there's so much stuff that can go wrong, and people don't realize that they have to be continuously maintaining these things. So as I go out through this business over the years, it's just amazing to me that it's increased, that the number of things that we have to be cautious about and the products that we use. So with that being said, let's name a couple things. So we obviously all hear about mold. Mold is one of the common things that is brought to our attention that may contribute to health-related problems.
Let's just talk about mold for a second, because out of all of the things that we're going to discuss on today's show, is, in my opinion, as far as indoor contaminants or contaminants in an environment that can really affect health, mold is really at the top of the list. Mold can contribute to things as minor as some sneezing and mild breathing issues to completely crippling somebody's immune system to the point where they are disabled. Mold is very dangerous. Mold can be extremely toxic, and mold can have profound impacts on somebody's health in a very negative way. I take mold issues, water damage issues, flooding issues, any evidence of those things happening in the home have to be taken extremely seriously, and you need to make sure that your home and ideally office environment is clean of these things, because they will destroy your immune system. So I'll let you fill in the comment on that, but that's my opinion based on what I've seen.
Yeah, and I think we need to understand what I like to explain to my patients and customers is that how molds work. And it's really fascinating because they have a lot of different components that actually have the ability to sort of cause us distress. And there really aren't a lot of studies out there that have proven this. I mean, the CDC comes out and says, look, we don't want people living in water-damaged facilities, right? But the studies on mold have been really lacking. And my concern is that when you have a mold spore, it has what's called a beta-glucan. A beta-glucan has been known to contribute to inflammation in humans and pets. And it basically is sort of like a protein that is in the spore itself. So when the spore breaks apart, these beta-glucans can fly out into the air. That's one thing that can cause inflammation. The second thing is that certain molds, you often hear about this, have mycotoxins associated with them. Not all molds are the same. They operate very differently, and some of them have this toxin, and when we hear about Stachybotrys and the water damage indicators and hydrophilic fungi and the water, you know, we hear about toxic mold, those are the molds that we get concerned about because they have the ability to also produce a mycotoxin. So when this beta-glucan, which is sort of like a protein, shall we say, flies out into the air, the molds that have a mycotoxin with them include that mycotoxin in the beta-glucan. It's like a carrier for it. So when this beta-glucan gets lodged in your lungs, it also carries with it a mycotoxin. And that's a concern to me because this has an entryway, an entry point into the body, and can cause this extra mycotoxin to be there. The third thing is molds also produce volatile organic compounds. And we hear about these all the time pertaining to paints and personal care products and fragrance. But molds also produce what we call an MVOC. And this is very important because this MVOC contributes to your total volatile organic load. So if you take a sample in a home, for example, and it's a total VOC, molds can make up that volatile organic load. And that load, when it gets high, I've noticed over 13 years of practice, contributes to people having asthma. People who have autoimmune issues, people who have asthma, allergies, headaches, will exhibit more symptoms when that TVOC level gets high. And that can be made up of natural things, that can be made up of molds, that can be made up of personal care products, and we'll talk a little bit more about what VOCs are. But again, molds have this ability. So they've got the beta-glucan, they have the mycotoxin, and they have the volatile organic compound. And to me, whether the studies show that there's a direct correlation between mold exposure and people being sick, I think that the fact that these have the ability to do this is something that we don't need to have in the home. We know, I mean, common sense tells you, look, if something's producing a carcinogen, something that can impact my immune system and cause inflammation, it doesn't need to be there. So I like to say, let's take it out and remove it.
Right. And, you know, the reality is just like all exposures to things, whether it be exposure to a virus or a bacteria or a different type of toxicity exposure, some people have a body and immune system that is quite tolerant to these exposures. And other people we call sort of the canary in the coal mine. Other people's bodies and immune systems are incredibly sensitive. So you may have a sick building or a home where, you know, you have some mold issues and you may have, you know, one person in the family doing fine, but you may have two or three other people in the family really suffering, or you may have, you know, the majority of people in the family with no symptoms, but one person is suffering really dearly. And, you know, everybody's body has different tolerance, but really understanding whether it's there or not and removing it is really important. So we've kind of talked about mold a little bit. I mean, Caroline, obviously we're going to think mold when we think about moisture, when we think about flooding, when we think about basements, when we think about areas that are really damp. I mean, is there anything that, you know, you think people like don't know about where mold can come from or where it can grow that they should be aware of in a home or even in an office?
Well, I think particularly when we've been having so many crazy storms and the weather patterns have significantly changed, I think you have to really pay attention to your roof. Not enough people do. And you need to go up, you know, if you live in a building where you do have a roof or a home, you want to continuously go up, you know, periodically every couple months, especially when it's raining, you know, we get a really hard rain. Go up and check the attic. Look to see if anything's leaking because you typically won't see it when it's dry. See if you have any slow leaks. Just take a flashlight up, look around, look at the flashing, look at any entrance points that go up through your attic, your chimney, your attic vents. Make sure everything is dry and clean. And then also, you know, bathrooms. Really about 20 to 25 years on a bathroom, and then you will eventually start to grow some kind of mold, or the plywood will deteriorate under the toilet, under the tub, just general use. So I usually try to tell my customers that, look, 25 years, the bathrooms are going to start to think about redoing your bathroom because you will just start to grow mold. We weren't meant to put water sources inside a building.
Right.
So you want to keep that in the back of your mind, too. If your showers and bathtubs and sinks and faucets are starting to get really dated, then it's time.
Okay, thank you. So that's definitely some of the mold issues. Crawl spaces in homes that don't have basements are certainly a source, and making sure that those areas are clean. It's important to have somebody come look at your home or to utilize some of the testing that we're going to talk about later in the show, where you can actually evaluate what are the levels going on in my home. Is this an air issue that I need to be concerned about? Let's talk about some other indoor air contaminants, Caroline. Take us through. We've talked about dust and dust mites. We talked about VOCs. We've talked about a few other things. Can you take us through some of the other most common indoor contaminants that negatively impact people's health and kind of where they come from?
So dander is one we touched on. You know, dander can come from pets. It can also come from people. When dander levels get excessively high, then you start to see high dust mites. So dander counts are something that on a general allergen panel, when you come to our company, that's the first thing we're always looking at is molds and dander. And then those are the typical things that people don't see. And then from there, we can go into the volatile organic compounds. And when you start to test for VOCs in the home, you're looking at everything from your personal care products to your, if you had done construction, to naphthalene, which is your, you know, oil, gas, products that emit, that add to your total VOC load. It also encompasses, say, if you're using dry cleaning materials. So when we do a VOC test, we're really giving a detailed analysis as to what's going on in the home. And it's kind of amazing because people really, they underestimate when they do a VOC test. They don't realize how much we can actually tell about what they're doing. I mean, we can tell if you're using Clorox wipes. We can tell if you're using, some people clean guns in the home, so they'll have gun solvent. Some people have Perk. We can tell if your septic gas is leaking, maybe when your toilets, you know, your seals have become broken, your traps are open, you have an open vent in the basement. So those are things that we can see, and it's really amazing because there's so many things in a home that contribute to that total volatile organic load, which we were talking about before, molds being one of them, but also all of these other sort of personal care products and just ways of life that we live that contribute. And when that number gets high, that TVOC, that's when we start to see people become symptomatic. So I like to see people maintain a home of under, say, 500 volatiles. That's my ideal. And some people, you know, 250 is very reasonable. A lot of people like to be in the 200 range, but I'd like to see most homes under 500. And
okay.
That's nanograms per liter.
Yeah. So that's a really good example of how these things come into our home. There's lots of other things, too, the cleaning products you choose to use, other pesticides in your home. So having people come and spray in your home. I don't know if these are things that can be tested for, Caroline, but these are certainly just good recommendations of trying not to let these types of chemicals inside your home because they really have nowhere to go. And we know that, you know, there is some statistics relating higher use of indoor pesticide applications to higher rates of certain childhood cancers. You know, children's systems are particularly immune to the effects of toxins because their bodies are smaller. So the toxin to weight ratio is always greater in children than adults. Plus their organs of detoxification, like their liver and kidneys, are not at full maturity. So their bodies have a tougher time processing these toxins. So really kids are at oftentimes a more, at a higher risk of suffering from health problems related to these issues. So it's really important, especially if you have small kids in your house, to keep the environment clean, to try and use good cleaning products, the simple basic things to make sure that your air quality indoors stays as healthy as possible. So when we come back from the break, Carolyn, let's talk about some of the different testing methodology that we can use. What's the nuts and bolts if somebody's out there and saying, you know what, I think that, you know, I've had new carpet installed, I've got all this, you know, furniture that's probably off-gassing, we've got mattresses that off-gas, all sorts of flame retardants. We've got maybe dander, dust mites. How do we actually test for these things? How do you actually do the testing? Especially, you know, your company's up in New Jersey. People can do this remotely. What are the nuts and bolts of it? Let's take people through that. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we have been talking with Caroline Blazovsky about indoor air quality and the impact that it can have on your health. In the last segment, we discussed some of the most common indoor air pollutants. We've talked about mold, and Caroline gave a wonderful description of how mold can negatively affect our health. It has several different mechanisms that can possibly impact human health and physiology. We talked about dander and we talked about VOCs. In this segment, Caroline, I'd love for you to discuss some of the aspects of testing that people can implement in their home, actually how the testing is done, maybe even discuss some ballpark costs about what it takes to have a good evaluation of your home, and then what we can do to start remedying a situation where things are not where they are should be ideally for health and human physiology. So maybe you can just kind of launch right into it, Caroline, and help us understand, how do we test for these things?
Okay, so basically how our company works is that we work nationally and we also do international. And what you can do is, we like to ideally work with physicians, but if you don't have a physician in your area, you can obviously order test kits and bring the information to your physician. And our tests are available by order. And the first thing that we usually recommend is, depending on your temperature, so if you're in the Northeast, we usually recommend what's called our Examinair, and that's examinair.net. We have a website specifically for that test kit. And that test kit in Northeast, it's going to check for molds, it's going to test for allergens, dander, things that are very common that can go wrong in a house. And, usually on the East Coast, I recommend it more frequently because of the high water table. Mm-hmm. So if you're living in Arizona or you're living in Nevada, you can still have mold, but it's usually less. But again, it does happen anywhere. And if you have the right conditions and you have moisture, it's irrelevant. But usually on the Northeast, I say start with an Examinair, find out what your mold levels are and find out what your dander levels are. From there, you can also order a test kit to do your volatile organics. So if you are not feeling well and you think it could be something in your home and your doctor is trying to kind of assess where it's coming from, the next step is you can do a VOC test. That's going to test for VOCs from mold, it's going to test for formaldehydes, and it's also going to test for your total volatiles, which is everything that your personal care products, like we discussed, paints, varnishes, coatings, dry cleaning solvents, medicinals, anything that you're using in your house, we're going to get an analysis of it. So, and it gives you a really good understanding of where you can improve your air. Both tests run roughly about $400, give or take, and if you have the option to do a consultation if you want the results explained to you. But it's a really good way to start getting an idea as to what you're exposed to, how to reduce those exposures, and to help work with your physician to see if something in the home could be bothering you.
So let me just ask you like some nuts and bolts questions about how it works. So the test kits, are they something that you just leave sit out? And let's say, for example, you have a large home, are you putting multiple test kits, one on each floor? Are you putting some in a bedroom? What if there was, mold damage in the basement but not on the top floor? How do you actually, logistically sample enough air in a home, assuming that it's not a small apartment or a one bedroom area?
Correct. So with the Examinair, what happens is it includes three tests that you're going to perform inside. And usually what we recommend is one on every level. So you'll do one air sample in the basement. And the test takes about 25 minutes. It's pretty quick. They're using Micro 5 cassettes, pulling 5 liters of air per minute. So you'll sample one in the basement, one on your first floor, and usually always one in the bedroom, wherever you spend the most time, family room, bedroom, and then basement. And then you always take an outside sample. So your outside sample is going to be what's naturally occurring in the environment in comparison to what's naturally occurring in the home, and that's so we can tell if there's a problem that's indicative of a home water intrusion or exposure.
Right, that's to help basically get a control. So if there's high mold spores in your home, but you take your outside air sample and you live, in woods and they're always flooded or really damp or swampy or something like that, and there's really high counts outside, you can sort of assess that perhaps it's not a indoor home issue. It's sort of more the general environment. Is that correct?
Environment, right. Or vice versa. If we see hydrophilic fungi, which are things like Stachybotrys, Eulogladium, molds that are associated with water damage, and obviously we don't see them outside, we know that there's a problem. There's certain molds that we don't want to see. And if we see them, I usually recommend remediation regardless of the number. And then there's other molds that are more common that I see in almost every house that's almost impossible to avoid. It's not one or two. It depends on the type of mold, the species, the genus that has me of concern. The ones that produce mycotoxins obviously are more of concern than ones that don't. But regardless, you want to make sure that level is within, you know, a safe level. Not, you don't want to see anything elevated. One or two spores, I'm not going to be crazy about because I see them and I test homes all over the country and, you know, that's normal. It's when these numbers start to get out of whack with what, you know, the average that we need to be concerned about. But the test, you know, like I said, you're taking multiple tests with one kit. The volatile organic test kit works a little bit differently. It's one tube per about 2,000 square feet. So with volatiles, you have to actually do multiple test kits if you're going to be doing a bigger home. So, you know, it'll do 2,000 square feet, but usually everybody has rooms that are divided and it's not like just an open space. So that becomes a little more complicated, but I recommend people usually take a VOC sample in their room or their bedroom where they spend 8 hours to 10 hours sleeping.
And I mean, you had said something interesting over the break that people normally, you know, when I think of volatile organic chemicals, of course, we think of, as we discussed, the things that come from mold. Of course, we think of the things that come from paint, that come from carpeting, that come from, you know, cleaning chemicals. You talked about personal care products, perfumes, hairsprays. We know
fuel
that,
oil,
yeah,
right?
Fuel,
diesel
oil,
kerosene, gasoline. Those are all volatiles.
But you also mentioned that they do come from natural sources as well.
Absolutely. So Christmas trees, when people, I get a lot of customers who are very green to begin with, and they say, okay, well, I want to test my volatiles, and their volatiles will come back high. They're using products like citrus, lavender, pine, trees. When you bring a lot of pine product in, those will elevate it. So just because something's green, it's a misconception. You know, when I see a lot of my patients when they're, you know, in distress and they say, well, natural things bother me and this bothers me and something synthetic bothers me, that's very normal. They're reacting to that volatile number. That's why it's so important in a diagnosis to get that volatile number down because their symptoms are going to improve. Any type of respiratory symptom will be exacerbated when these volatiles are high, and it will be less when they're low. So just because they're using a natural hair product, for example, that maybe has D-lamine in it, which is citrus, that will show up in your volatiles and may contribute to them really not feeling well.
So, I mean, when if we're identifying mold and mold spores, I mean, that's there's usually a place where it's growing due to dampness or something like that. So remediation is finding out where the mold is and basically removing it, correct?
And what gets complicated is it's not always, like I had this happen in my own home. I had a leak on the siding. So it was, it actually was wood siding, and it was just slowly getting behind the wall. And it was never enough that you could see it. And the only way that I determined it was that I test my home every 3 to 5 years. So you always want to do a mold test, you know, whether or not you feel sick or you have a problem, it's good just to keep up on it because some of these things you really can't see. They're
right.
Not people associate water damage with a basement, and if I can break that stereotype, it'd be great because typically that's not the only place you're going to get mold. Roof is a major, major problem. A lot of people go overdue with the you know, getting a new roof because it is a big expense, but that's where a lot of your leaks come from, and then they settle down in the basement. You'll get water that, you know, travels down through each floor, gets to the bottom floor and settles there, but in reality, the problem is actually on the top of your building envelope.
Okay.
So it's really important to keep that in mind, that it's not always somewhere where you're going to see it.
Okay, so then, but let's talk about the VOC issue. So let's say you have a home that comes back with a VOC test that's over sort of what you're considered, you know, safe limit to be. Well, how do you start remediating VOC, where do you look? I mean, if they come from, you know, you're using a natural product versus Lysol and you thought that was a little better for you, or like, what do you start looking at first and to reduce VOC content in your house? Does the test tell you exactly which VOCs are high so you know where to start looking, or how do you approach it?
Exactly.
Okay.
No, exactly. We give them a contamination index report. And in that, I mean, we break down, you have 130, let's say, volatile organics coming from paints, varnishes, and coatings. You have zero coming from PVC cement. You have three coming from your Freons. You have 930 coming from your personal care products. Personal care products are like the number one contributor.
Like what? Can you give us personal care products? Give us some examples of some of the worst offenders.
Right, like soap, deodorant, lotions, perfumes, hair coloring supplies, nail care supplies, oral hygiene products. They contain many VOCs that just, you know, pop into the air, and all of this elevates that level. Like alcohol products can be things like antiseptic wipes, hand sanitizers, solvents, consumable alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs. So, you know, you want to, like, try to go away from these products, you know, switching to alternative methods like baking soda, vinegar, borax, steam, and ventilating the area really properly when you're cleaning. There's a lot of great products out there. We sell them at our company, but, I mean, you can get eco-friendly cleaning products, and you really want to pay attention to what the elements are that they're derived from, because some people will put out green cleaning products, and like we talked about, they're not green, or they have things in them that can really contribute to an elevated volatile. So you want to make sure the cleaning products you're using are going to be low volatile and low VOC.
Gotcha. So obviously the first step really in the process is just like every good evaluation and workup, is understanding what you're dealing with. And then once you're understanding what you're dealing with, you can start making changes in your home to start remediating some of those issues, correct?
I'm very science-based. So I don't, you know, people come to me and they'll say, you know, I want to know what kind of purifier I can use. Purifiers vary on what your problem is. So I can design a purifier to work with particulate. I can design one. We have a company that actually makes them for us in Canada. I can design one to work against volatile organics. I can design one to work against mold. I want to know specifically what's wrong in your house. I just don't want to throw a Band-Aid on it and say, look, you know, okay, well, let's just use all these things and we don't know what it is. So this is why I developed the test kits the way they were. This is why I developed our company the way it is. We test, we find out what the problem is. You may have nothing wrong. Fabulous. Keep doing what you're doing. You live in a great green home, and this happens a lot. Or here's things that you need to improve on. Let's start reducing these, and you're going to improve your overall health at the same time. And as we talked about before, you're improving the planet. So you're doing two things. You're improving the health and well-being of our planet, and you're also improving your own personal health. And to me, that's a win-win situation, and that's why people need to start greening. There's a selfish component to it, right? I'm going to become greener. Some people say, oh, I don't want to be bothered with, you know, switching products. I'm fine with what I use. Look, you're getting an added benefit in your health. If you are going to improve how you feel and how your body operates in the world, and you're going to make an impact, why not do it? It's win.
Yep.
Win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll wrap up the conversation. We'll talk about some of the other ways to remediate other issues in the home and finish up any of this conversation we have with Caroline. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Fassero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's extraordinary enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thanks for tuning in today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. Today, we've been talking with Caroline Blazoski about indoor air health quality, basically assessing the environment of your home or your office and how these things can significantly contribute to health problems. In the last segment, we discussed some of the testing, some of the ways to remediate. And what was really interesting, I mean, you know, Carolyn, you kind of said it on the break, on one of the other breaks, that if there was one thing that you really would like to evaluate for, it's these volatile organic chemicals. And I think the last segment hopefully gave people a really good idea that these things come from all different places, not just from the paints and the carpets and the things that we associate as toxic, but it also comes from the potentially green cleaning products that you're using that contain citrus or pine additives. It comes from your Christmas trees. It comes from many, many different places. And so really evaluating and understanding what your environment looks like is an important part of trying to clean it up and make sure that there's nothing you're doing in your environment that's undermining your overall health. So in this segment, Caroline, I mean, you just have some really interesting stories, I think, and some really interesting, what I would call, like, from a, you know, physician standpoint, like clinical pearls, things that you see over and over again that people would never think of as possibly contributing to reducing their indoor air quality. So I'd love for you to kind of touch on some of these things just to give people a little bit more awareness about where these come from and what they can do on a daily basis to improve their indoor environment to significantly improve their health.
Well, we've had, I mean, customers and clients with stories about, you know, I dealt with a woman up in Maine who had a very bad case of COPD, and she had breathing problems, and her husband, they had built their dream home. They were going to retire, and they built their dream home, and she moved in, and she was horrible. She couldn't stay in the house, and I guess they had battled with this for years, and they finally heard about me and had reached out and contacted me, and they were ready to get a divorce. I mean, they were done. She was going to move out, and they were separated. And what came to find out was we did dander testing, and it was just basic dander testing, and her dander counts were off the charts. They did have two dogs, and I think they had a cat as well. And this was just impacting her so traumatically in the new home that she couldn't breathe. So we actually put the dogs into the basement and put them under negative pressure to pull the air out. And then I had them start cleaning they used vinegar and water and were discarding all of the stuff they were cleaning with and getting it out of the home. And then they were basically HEPA filtering, and also they bought a bunch of air purifiers. And then, of course, they did a lot of HEPA vacuuming and stuff like that. And she was able to be there. And by taking the ventilation and pulling the air out where the dogs were, they could keep the dogs in the home. I think they ended up getting rid of, like, one pet. Somebody, you know, a family member took a pet. But she was fine, and they solved their problem, and they were forever grateful. So, you know, just an example like that, and I think we had talked in the break about another client that her husband was actually cleaning guns in her bedroom, and she had found out she was getting very, very sick, and he wasn't telling her, and basically we found it in our volatile organic test that there was gun solvent, and we let her know, and sure enough, she found out that he was doing it, and they stopped doing it, and she got better. So there's so many interesting stories, and, you know, our bodies work very strangely, and not everybody's allergic to the same thing, like you said, and certain people have different thresholds, and it's really important to see what's going on because you can't see these things.
Yeah, and people don't think. I mean, they may not be feeling well, and they'd be running around to doctors trying to get different diagnoses. They may get put on different medications. They're taking different things to try and manage the symptoms, not realizing that the real root cause of it is coming from something actually in their home. And I think, you know, I'm sure if we just sat and talked about stories and just, you know, listened to all of, you know, what you've seen in your 15 plus years of doing this, you have so many stories about people who have dramatically improved their health by actually understanding what's in their environment.
Now, I really believe that environment is a larger percentage of why people develop illness. I think it's incredibly large, and I think there is a giant component. And I usually end up seeing patients that are, you know, have been through the gamut of the medical field. They've changed their diet. They've done everything else. And then at, you know, the last result, they end up with me. And, you know, I would say 8 out of 10 times it ends up being environmental. It's a very large percentage. Mm. So people need to really start taking it seriously and taking care of, you know, their overall health by checking into these things. And when we talk too, it's very important. You're not only improving your own well-being, but you're also improving the planet. And if you can make one big change, I think that my issue over the last couple of years has really been with scented laundry products. You know, and there's been studies done out at the University of Washington just recently where they really do admit hazardous chemicals that come out of the vents that come into our air and pollute our air and not only make us sick. They basically did a study where they captured gases found, and they found more than 25 volatile organic compounds alone coming out of the vents. And seven
these are the dryer vents.
Yep, the dryer vent, right. And so after you wash your clothes and it's got the soap, and then you have the Bounty, you know, if you have a fabric softener, which I don't recommend, but people throw them in, you're just inundating yourself with chemicals, and especially benzene. And benzene is one of the carcinogens that is classified by the Environmental Protection Agency. So
does it matter if your fabric softener is, you know, a natural lavender one versus something that is one of the more synthetic-based fabric softeners?
Well, obviously, the natural is going to be less synthetic-based. However, again, we're going back to this thing. The lavender is a volatile organic. It's going to impact that VOC level. So you're really better using unscented products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little scent is okay, but you don't want to inundate anything with a citrus or a lavender, because that's going to up your volatile organic level. And then if you have people in the house that are asthmatic, that can contribute to them, you know, exhibiting symptoms.
Gotcha.
So you really want to do, with laundry detergent, I'm very pro unscented. Try to find things that don't have a scent to them. And vegetable-based detergents. You don't want to be using things that are petroleum-based for the benefit of the environment and for the benefit of yourself.
And you had talked about also something that I think a lot of people probably don't think about, some of the hazards associated with having an attached garage. And
yeah.
So many people, you know, homes have an attached garage, and that garage might entrance right into the kitchen or right into a main living space. What are some of the things that people can do if they have an attached garage to make sure that, you know, any of the potential toxins that can be, you know, come from starting your car or storing chemicals in your garage don't make their way into your home? How do you advise people to improve that air quality?
And this is a stellar point, because, again, here we're talking about the laundry detergent, right? And one of the byproducts of using scented laundry detergent is benzene, okay? Classified by the EPA as a carcinogen. When you're talking about attached garages, again, guess what the culprit is? Benzene, found in car exhaust, basically has been linked to high levels of leukemia. Same product. So here you are using these products, and see how they start to build. Well, I'm doing laundry. What's wrong with doing laundry? You're using a product that's releasing benzene. Uh-oh, now you've got an attached garage. You're using, you know, turning on the car in the garage, producing more benzene. And this is how these levels get elevated. So when they're checking for one product, they're not taking into account that you're using 10 other products that are releasing benzene into the environment. And this is how these levels get elevated and the risk of leukemia becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead.
So basically with the attached garage, you know, you really want to try to properly seal around the door and the drywall and adjoining compounds. So you really want to separate that garage as much from your living space as you can. It's very hard to do sometimes, but you really want to, you know, try to do that. You want to install an exhaust fan. That is always a plus. You know, if you have a window, you can open the window, but if you're concerned about energy efficiency, then installing an exhaust fan would really be ideal. And, you know, definitely don't idle the car inside the garage and try to not start gas-powered equipment. I mean, I definitely recommend all that stuff be stored in a separate shed. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't be storing power tools, weed whackers, gasoline. All of that stuff should be stored in an outside shed with, you know, hands down. There's no question. It goes outside. You know, the biggest problem I have is a lot of people want to start the car up in the garage. It's not something I do. I have an attached garage and my car stays outside. So
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I know too much. It's not happening. But I understand, you know, it's a convenience factor. But unfortunately, when they did this and they started building like this, it really wasn't the healthiest thing to do.
Sure. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. That's going to wrap up our time for today. I think we got a lot of great information. If people want more information, I really suggest they go to your website, which is www.healthyhomeexpert.com, or they can learn more at www.myhealthyhome.info. And of course, through your company, you offer all of these test kits, you offer all of these evaluations, and as you mentioned, you help people all over the country and all over the world assess and determine the health of their indoor air quality and how that might be impacting your health. So I really can't thank you enough, Carolyn, for being with us today and sharing your information and helping us understand how to be healthier in every way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. This is Dr. Kevin Passero signing out and wishing you all the best of health. I'll look forward to speaking with you next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.